Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to a new month on the Wake Up Call. It is Saturday, February the 1st, in the year of our Lord 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your Wake Up Call. We've got a Holy Spirit story for us today. It's entitled, I Know That I Know That I Know, with Mary Wilkerson. Our text is Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the originating text of the whole Holy Spirit story series. It's all about witnesses, you know, the purpose of discipleship. The end game is not to be a disciple, it's to be a witness, an agent of Jesus, a person. You know, I often say to people, what character do you think we're playing in the Bible? And people will say, well, we're the disciples. I'm like, well, yes and no. We are the disciples for a bit of time. It's called training, development. But the goal is to become an agent who carries apostolic authority, really, who does the things Jesus does. Our character in the story ultimately is not the disciples, it is Jesus. Jesus intends us to be in his role on earth, him in us, okay? This strikes people as odd, but this is the story. And I think we've got a lot of people who are trapped in perpetual discipleship and they've never really graduated into their calling as agents, authorized, empowered agents of Jesus. To see you is to see him, just like he said, to see me is to see the Father. Okay, I didn't know all this was coming this morning, but I'm not knocking discipleship. It's imperative, but it's not the end game. The end game is agency. Okay, I'll stop there. Our text, that's the whole point of these Holy Spirit stories. To show you real life, everyday situations where the miracle happens. Hear now the word of the Lord from Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Notice he didn't say, you will be my disciples. Okay. I couldn't resist. You will be my witnesses. Okay. Now consider this. Today, our Holy Spirit story comes from another longtime friend of mine from my neck of the woods, Mary Wilkerson. She was prompted to send this in response to the entry earlier last month featuring Jeremiah 29:11, which says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. You will remember how we shifted our focus from the quest to know the plans to a focus on I know and our relationship to the one who knows the plans. You'll see the connection in her remembered story today. If you're reading, you'll read it in her own words, and if you listen, you'll hear it in her own voice. You know, I wrote, Mary sent me this in a text message the other day. Like I said, we're friends, and it's very short, but I immediately texted her back. I said, Mary, I think this is a Holy Spirit story. And she said, hold, please. And she was seeking the Lord to see if he would authorize it. She wrote me back about 20 minutes later, maybe it was an hour, and she said, okay, it's authorized. I love that sense of just going to the Lord saying, is this authorized? That's what an agent does. That's how an agent works. All right, you're going to hear it in her own voice now, you who are listening.
As a young teenager, my mom went to church with friends. She had never experienced church such as this. The church had an open testimony service where anyone could stand and give their testimony. One of Mom's friends stood with such excitement and said, I thank God that I know, that I know, that I know, that I have been born again. My mom didn't understand it, but in her heart, she said, I want that. When my grandfather found out she had been to that Brush Harbor meeting, she was reprimanded and told she was not allowed to go back. She carried those words in her heart for many years and one day received Jesus as her Savior. After this wonderful event, she found herself in her first occasion to testify of her experience of receiving Jesus into her heart. Without thinking of what she would say, she leaped from her seat and said, I thank God that I know, that I know, that I know, that I have been born again. My mom had received with joy and assurance the one who says, I know. The hope of I know had been planted to grow, to be replanted into countless lives, and to be present until she passed away from this life at the age of 94. I'm so glad that I know, that I know, that I know, the one who still says, I know. We may not understand circumstances in our lives, but we can take refuge in knowing the I am that says, I know. Praise his holy name.
The prayer. Father, thank you first for being the God who knows. Second, thank you for being a God who wants to know us, even me. And third, thank you for being a God who wants us to know you. Thank you for wanting us to be deeply assured in our relationship with you. Would you grow our assurance and my assurance in knowing you? Give me not only the confidence, but the exuberance to say, as we heard today, thank you that I know, that I know, that I know that I have been born again. Bless Mary, and thank you for reminding her of this powerful story of her mother. And thank you for this heritage in the faith that is now blessing us. We're praying in Jesus' name. Amen. The journal prompts. So, how about you? Do you know that you know that you know that you are born again? Would you like to? Ask Jesus to give you the experience of this kind of assurance through the Holy Spirit indwelling you. And be ready to testify. That's what witnesses do. This whole idea, it can become a caricatured idea of the Christian faith. You know, people take phrases like born again and you know that you know that you know, and they just can kind of spin them out. But this is deeply, deeply scriptural. I want to reference that whole concept that of assurance of salvation, of assurance of this bonded relationship with the Lord. The scriptures say the Spirit witnesses with our spirit that we are the children of God. You know, in another place, it says that it's the Spirit that cries out in our hearts, Abba, Father. It just kind of bears witness to us that we are no longer slaves, that we're no longer slaves to fear, that we're born of God, born from above, born of the Spirit. All these, this language is all in the Scripture. And It's assurance is a gift of God. Ask for it. He'll readily give it to you. But be ready to bear witness. Thank you, Mary, for sharing that story of your mom and remembering it with us and for us. And I believe that seed's being planted in a lot of hearts today. Well, we're going to sing our Saturday song today. It's Sanctuary. Before I do that, I want to say Holy Spirit stories are welcome. You see the PS in today's email tells you what we're hoping for, looking for. They can be very short, just like today. They can be a little longer, like last week's. We got so much good feedback from Jan DeChambrier's healing story, and that encouraged many of you. So send it in. That's all I'm saying. And we can't use them all, but we're looking for ways to share them all. And sometimes it takes us time. Thanks for being patient with me, particularly. But and then I'll mention to you after we sing about our plan for the next couple of weeks for February. All right, let's sing. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Let's sing it again. And Lord, prepare me, this is our prayer, to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. Well, for the next couple of weeks, we've got to look forward to a wake-up call mini-series. How about that? Be 10 days from one of our Sower Nation. I'll tell you more about her next week. But it's Bonnie McClure. And Bonnie is a bookkeeper at a school. She is a mom, a wife. She's a lot of things to a lot of people. She is a writer, and she is a lover of God and God's word. And I've been following her through her. It's on Substack called The Pointed Arrow. We'll get links out to that next week so you can see her work. But she's going to be writing on Psalm 103. It's a mini-series on one Psalm, 103. I'd encourage you to go ahead and read it now in preparation for these next 2 weeks, where we'll just kind of do a deep dive. We're just going to get off the bus and make camp in this powerful text. So we got that to look forward to. And it's Saturday, gang. This is a good day for maybe a little bit more of a relaxed pace. You might be able to pay closer attention, to slow down. Get yourself in the pace of Jesus. You know, the pace of Jesus is 3 miles an hour. It's walking pace. It's not hurried walking. It's long, slow, mega marathon pace, right? We're not trying to rush to the finish line. We're trying to see the path. We're trying to notice what he's noticing. That's what Saturday's for, is to regain that pace. Gather your seeds. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.